this is David Wilcox. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston.
Roll the dice on Saturday nights at 11 p.m. with CFRC's Radio Roulette. Every week we get a new randomly generated playlist courtesy of the Online Digital Media Library. We let fate decide and the host must abide. So I hope you'll join me on this journey through genres, time, and taste each and every single Saturday at 11 p.m.
I'm Caroline.
I'm Sue.
And I'm Carrie.
And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
We're the good lovelies.
Hey, hey, hey. This is Disco Rick. Got a brand new show, Dance Floor Dispatch. We're going to be playing all the best house, electronic, and obviously we're going to be playing some disco. It's every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Tune in at CFRC 101.9.
Hey, this is
Sons
of
Rick,
and you're listening to
CFRC
101.9
FM.
Oh yeah, they're right.
Mm.
We are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
We are.
Who would have thunk it, Simone?
I know.
It's crazy. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
Otherwise known as Profound Artist.
Yes, tell the audience about that.
We were talking about Donald Glover off air, as you do, as one does. I'm trying to remember why he's known as Childish Gambino. And as the legend goes, back in the early aughts, there's a website, which we found out is still a website, the Wu-Tang Clan Name Generator. Pop your name in there. So sure enough, we typed in Donald Glover, and Childish Gambino is what came out.
Yeah.
Typed in Simone the Moan, and Profound Artist is what came out.
Wow.
Mine was good, too, though.
What was yours?
Dynamic Lover.
Hey.
Yeah. From henceforth, you know,
Dynamic. Dynamic.
So if you want to find out what your Wu-Tang name is, just Google it. Just find a Wu-Tang name generator. It's on there.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
I think it'd be fun to, like, go to Australia. Is it Australia? There's a museum that's got that Wu-Tang album that was released a couple years back, but only one copy was ever produced. And it was, for a while, it was bought by some rich pharmaceutical a-hole, but then I think he either donated it or a museum. I'll look this up for the next break to confirm, but I'm pretty sure there's a museum where you can go and you can like rent out a room and listen to it because there's only one copy on Earth.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I've never played Wu-Tang on the show. I should look into that sometime.
Yeah.
Maybe, possibly.
Yeah.
What we did hear, though, was the Spinners with the Rubber Band Man. Before that, Joe Bob Briggs and his Sharknado countdown.
Listicle.
I love that man so much. And if you're unaware and you're not a regular listener of the show, I'm low-key obsessed with this horror host from Texas. Does a show on Shudder. It used to be monthly, but because Shudder is being babies and they're trying to boot him from the network, there's only four specials this entire year. Mm-hmm. And the next one is this Friday, which is why I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Because I've been on a drought, a Joe Bob drought. They don't know what the movies are. They don't announce what the movies are going to be until you're watching the program at 9 on Friday.
How old do you think Joe Bob is?
He's like 75 now, 74. Yeah. Still spry as F, as he says.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doing his thing.
So after they do the special on Friday for summertime, they do the special for Halloween, they do the Christmas special, and then after that he's gone from Shudder, but they assure us that they're gonna, you know, the drive-in will never die. They'll keep going on some, I hope, Tubi.
Yeah.
Tubi's got some really great movie selections. That'd be fun.
Cool.
Anywho, what's going on, Simone?
What's going on around town?
Yeah, this time of morning, we like to do our community events roundup. If you're not an antisocial nerd like me, then you want to find some things that are going on in the real world. You know, touch grass, as they say.
Okay.
So what's happening? What's going on?
If you want to touch grass or if you want to touch paper, there is a July Quick and Cute Scrapbook and Card Class.
Nice.
Interesting. So that's happening July 10th from 6 to 8:45 p.m.
That's
at the Tet.
Perfect, because you can still be home in time for Joe Bob.
There you go. Yeah, well, if you want to make cards and scrapbook and, you know, have a little community, hang out with some people, make greeting cards, That is happening at the Tet.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of the Kingston subreddit on the internet. And at least
I know.
But at least like once a week, there's always someone posting like, I've just moved to town. I don't know how to meet people. I need to get some social life. I need some friends. What do? You listen to us and you go to these events.
Yeah.
Because again, it's like scrapbooking. Sure. Fine. Fun. But it's more about just getting together, finding your people, finding your community.
And if you want to talk, you can. If you don't want to talk, you don't have to.
Exactly. Yeah. I like events like that where you have the option.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's like loud, raucous rock concerts. Mm-hmm. Where you don't talk. You talk with your eyes.
Do tell.
Your body language. That's why they call me Dynamic
body
Lover.
Body language. You remember that from Little Mermaid?
Oh, yeah.
Ursula.
Ursula.
Yeah.
She was hot. She was. She's something about her. Also, Friday, July 10th. If you want to hop over to Wolf Island, over to Spicer's Dockside Grill, there's a free concert. Emily Steele and The Deal are going to be playing from 6 until 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Not too shabby. I've been wanting to get over to Spicer's. That seems like a pretty hip joint.
Mm.
Yeah, as the kids say.
Mm-hmm.
We've also got a free show Saturday, July 11th at the Juniper Cafe here on the mainland. That is going to be at 4 until 6 p.m., so a nice early show before the sunset. It is part of their live patio summer music series.
That's the Juniper kind of downtown, because there's two Junipers.
Oh, okay, so this is the one downtown by the Tet and by the Isabel.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, so I think July 11th is Nate Zahn, and if you go to the if you go to their website or go to Kingston Live website, they do it every week. It seems like a good time.
It's a nice spot.
Yeah.
And you can get nice little treats from Juniper.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that'd be very, like, pleasant.
Yeah. And they've got nice seating there. And you're just going to relax right in front of the water. It's just water and sky.
Summertime, summertime.
Summertime.
Yeah. If you want to get a little more loud, though, Saturday night starting at 8 p.m. for a mere $10, get over to Overtime Sports Bar in the West End and check out Ginny plus the Rearrangers featuring Squid Pistol. I embarrassed myself at a Squid Pistol concert recently. That was the one at the Merchant.
Oh, really?
That was the one I went with Vinny.
You, what did you do? How did you embarrass yourself?
I got a little too confident. Let's just leave it at that.
Liquid courage?
Yeah, a little bit of too much of that. But Squid Pistol was excellent. Like, they did a lot of great rock covers. They were nice and loud in the good way.
Okay.
Tons of fun. Good. Overtime Sports Bar, yeah.
Nice.
And I think that's all I've got. Oh, and did you say Buskers was on this weekend?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, they're on, I think, until July 12th.
Cool.
Yeah.
Buskers.
Yeah.
Juggling of dangerous things.
Absolutely.
I love it. So if your fam jam is coming down this weekend, you're going to take them to see some buskers?
I think so, yeah.
Nice.
Because the kids will like that.
They'll love it, yeah. I wonder if the checkerboard man is still around. You remember
checkerboard
him?
Board man. What does he do?
He would do, like stilting and things with ladders and very interesting things with ladders. I just remember every year it was always like, we got to get down to see the checkerboard guy. Because he was always wearing like checkerboard patterns.
Have you ever been chosen by the busker to be in the act?
No, gosh,
raise your hand.
No, I try not to make eye contact. Yeah. I don't want that pressure put on me. You?
I think so. I think I've been in one.
You like stand in between people where they juggle.
I think he told me to grab a flag or something, but the flag was on a little squiggly thing, and so I was like grasping for it and I couldn't get it.
Cool.
And everybody laughed.
You were embarrassed in front of a crowd.
There you go.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Core memory unlocked.
Yes.
You can tell our therapist about this. So, yeah, there's a lot going on this weekend.
Yeah.
Check out the Kingston Live website if you want to see what else is happening, because they have a full directory of everything. And Saturday seems like the entire city is going to be partying. There's like a concert like everywhere.
Wow.
I love it.
Lots of music.
Lots of good stuff. Next break, though, we're going to talk nerd stuff because RoboCop starts Friday at the screening room. Oh, he's a robot cop, Simone. It's fantastic.
He's a robot, but then he's a cop. He's a robot cop.
Oh, who would have thunk? More on that and some more nerd news later. And who knows, maybe we'll talk about Tay-Tay's wedding fiasco.
Ooh, you want to talk about that?
Have you been reading about how?
Yes.
Yeah, very, very excited about that.
I didn't realize you're interested.
Well, there's a documentary coming out about it that they produced. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
We'll get into it next break.
Okay, we'll talk about that.
Until that, though, we're going to get back to the twos. We've got new stuff from Robin Hitchcock.
Called How to Feel All Right.
All right. Right here.
On CFRC 101.9 FM.
This is Dotes from the Jerry Cans. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 out of Kingston, Ontario.
Dollar technology, light years ahead, but closer than you may think. The ultimate merging of man and machine, form and function. Hang on for the ride of your life. RoboCop, the series. The future of law enforcement is here.
We'll be right back. I'm Trevor from the Arrogant Worms, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Mama.
Sweet bed music. I like that.
This is a nice one, yeah.
Yeah.
It's good to like come down after Carter and the Capitals.
Mm-hmm.
Meant to Last is what that last song was called.
Nice.
It's a bop.
It is a bop. It's a vibe.
That's it.
As the kiddos say.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Welcome back. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And it's CFRC, the place to be, since 1922.
Yeah, it's been a while.
If they waited a year, the rhyme would have worked better.
Mm-hmm.
But what can you do?
It's okay.
Things need
to
change around here. Mm-hmm. We had new stuff from Suter in that last set with a song called Factory. We had a classic from Aeroplane with It's So Better from 1971. And we opened it up with new stuff from Robin Hitchcock with How to Feel All Right. I feel all right with this music.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
Yeah.
This is Smell the Ship. They're going to be playing at Rock the Rock on Howe Island in a couple weeks. Got to get out to do that. Got to get out to see that. We're going to try and get them in here.
Yeah.
We're going to try and get them in here to hang.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. And then next week, our man Seth is back.
Yeah.
He's going to guest host with us because he is playing the Ottawa Blues Fest.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to open for Ella Langley.
Nice.
Yeah.
Going to see a little Cheryl Crow, too.
Pretty good, yeah. Angine de Poitrine is playing that day, I think, as well. They've been moved to the main stage because they're so big.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're moving up in the world.
They're moving up in the world. I know that Eurovision Song Contest is a little bit in the doghouse right now. There's a big boycott that's been going on because they're still allowing Israel to compete. And they're not even that good.
Mm-hmm.
But they just announced that Canada is now officially part of Eurovision. You can enter.
Wow, yeah, I think I heard that.
So, I mean, if they don't send Angine de Poitrine, I don't know what, we can't call ourselves a country anymore. Might as well just surrender to everyone. So anyways, interesting stuff going on. This segment, we like to talk about nerd news, find out what's going on in the world of TV, video games, things like that.
Pop culture.
Yeah, Hollyweird, you know. Sony is in the doghouse right now because they just announced that as of 2028, I think, they're no longer going to release video games on physical discs. The era of the physical media video game is coming to an end. Yeah, so get to Chumleys and load up while you can.
Okay.
And the prices are going to go up, up, up on that kind of stuff.
How do you feel about that, Jeff?
I hate it. I hate it. I think it's dumb. I love having a copy of something that I can have. I don't like that the games now mostly you have to be... You have to pay for the online subscription and be logged in just to play the game, even if it's a one-player game.
Yeah.
It's bananas. Just money, greed. Greed money.
Okay.
Money, greed.
Sorry, Jeff.
I'll stick to my ColecoVision.
So
thank you very much. I was rocking the Sega Genesis this week, though, making sure it still works. Yeah.
And like, did you have to blow on it?
Yeah. Yes, I did. The trick.
Blow the dust.
And if that doesn't work, the trick for cartridge games like that, if it doesn't work after you blow on it, you take a Q-tip with some rubbing alcohol and you wipe down the metal, you know, part, and you let it air dry, and then usually it gets it working again.
Oh.
Little trick there.
Nice little trick there. Thank you for that.
For my time as a video game buyer at Chumleys.
Yeah.
It was a fun couple of years working there.
Cool.
Yeah. On to other nerd news. Well, celebrity birthdays. They are social betters, and they deserve to be worshipped by us peasants.
Okay.
We will bow down to them.
Well, speak for yourself.
I will.
This Is Us guy.
The dude from Heroes, and he played Stallone's son in one of the Rocky movies because he looks just like Stallone.
Yeah.
Milo Ventimiglia turns 49 today. He was on Heroes, too, I believe.
Oh.
Famously dated Hayden Panettiere, another unpronounceable last name, when she was still a teenager.
She's always
Hollywood Heroes.
So little, Hayden.
Yeah.
Just a little thing.
Totally. But it's not her birthday today. It's David Corenswet's birthday today. Superman himself turns 33.
Corenswet?
Why are there so many weird names today? Corenswet, yeah.
Yeah, Corenswet.
Yep.
He didn't get bullied in school at all.
Not at all. I guess that's why he worked out and became Superman. A much simpler name. Maya Hawke turns 28 today.
Maya Hawke.
Love child of Uma Thurman and Ethan Hawke. She's on Stranger Things. She puts out albums. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good pop music. Not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Not bad. She's like, she's, you know, one of the good Nepo babies.
Okay.
Yeah. I like her. Yeah.
All right.
She's very good on Stranger Things. Billy Crudup turns 58. Marty Feldman was born this day in 1934. He passed on in 1982. Can't mistake those eyes. He's got Steve Buscemi eyes. And Angelica Houston turns 75 today.
Mm.
Yeah. Means I need to rewatch Adam's Family Values.
These people, you have to see their face, I think.
Well, everyone knows recognize. Angelica Houston. Come on.
Well, yeah.
Come on. She was in Life Aquatic. Mm. She was Steve Zissou's better half.
Yeah.
Anyways.
She looks familiar.
She does. we got a few little headlines for you today. I knew that there was an Ocean's 11 prequel movie in the works. It's going to take place in 1962 at the Monaco Grand Prix, starring Margot Robbie and Bradley Cooper as Danny Ocean's parents doing a heist.
Okay.
And I just learned that the original director dropped out, so Bradley Cooper is taking up the reins to direct.
Mm-hmm.
He directed A Star is Born, right? Was that him that did the Lady Gaga movie?
Maybe.
I think that was him.
Maybe. Lady Gaga?
That's how you pronounce it. Absolutely. But they just announced a few more additions to the ensemble cast, because that's one of the best parts about the Ocean's movies, the cast. We've got Vicky Creeps from Phantom Thread and Old, George McKay from 1917. One of my personal favorites, Omar Sy. He was last seen in Netflix's Lupin series. He's been in Jurassic World. The Intouchables was a great movie. French language film about a friendship between a paraplegic man and his caretaker, played by Omar Sy. Very, very good film. Well worth a watch. They remade it for an American version with Bryan Cranston. Go to the French version.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Get ready for Bradley Cooper's Ocean's movie by watching The Intouchables.
All right.
Yeah. It was just announced that Sacha Baron Cohen just wrapped up a movie that he shot in secret. We're going to get another Ali G movie, Simone.
Remember? Are we?
Yeah. You remember Ollie G from like the year 2000?
No.
Bruv, that guy?
No.
Okay, I did a really bad version. But it was one of Sacha Baron Cohen's great characters. Everyone knows Borat, of course.
Yes,
Everyone knows Bruno to a lesser extent. But Ollie G was the OG. He was the one they had the Ollie G show. He put on that caricature of a chav, as they call them, a British chav. And it's done.
A British chav, is that like just
it's like a
guy?
A chav is like a subculture. At least I don't think it exists anymore. But it was like a subculture of like it sounds mean, but like lower class British people. There's a lot of Burberry involved in that whole thing. If you look it up,
okay,
you'll know what I'm talking about when you see it. But anyways, Ollie G was his character, and they shot it. It's done in a mockumentary style. They shot a new movie that's coming down the pipeline. I'm very happy.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Oh,
cool.
So funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. And unfortunately, there's some rumors going around about the new Fast and the Furious movie.
What have you heard?
I heard that they had started shooting, and then someone came on and said that they're not actually shooting. They're getting ready to shoot. I got the rug pulled out from under me, Simone. I was so excited.
I know.
It's part of my vision board. So
I'll just, your vision board.
It's a collage of Vin Diesel. I follow him on Instagram, and he's so macho. It's great. I love it so much. Yeah, I love it so much.
Are you learning from his ways?
His ways, absolutely. So, I don't know. That's all I wanted to say. I can't go a week without talking about the Fast and Furious, apparently.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah.
I know you love them.
We'll try and see if they can screen it at the screening room. They might. Mm-hmm. They might not. But I am looking forward to, what is it called, Simone? The movie about a robot cop?
I think it's RoboCop.
You just
or
rolled
something?
Your eyes there a little bit.
RoboCop. I always roll my eyes.
Oh, yeah. RoboCop, the 1987 sci-fi action classic from Paul Verhoeven. My goodness, that guy had a run of hits in the 80s and 90s. We're talking like Total Recall, Starship Troopers, Showgirls, Simone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've never saw that film, but I know that it didn't do well.
I think it kind of killed his career.
And it killed that girl's career.
Oh, that girl! You don't even know her name.
I don't even know her name.
Elizabeth Berkley from Saved by the Bell. She got hooked on caffeine pills.
She was doing so well.
She was. And then that movie came out, and it was like on the tail end of like big budget Hollywood erotic thrillers, you know, like Basic Instinct and that sort of thing. But man, swing and a miss on Showgirls. It's hilariously bad. And it's like a fun-ish watch because it's so bad until you get to the last act. And then it just takes this really dark, violent turn out of seemingly nowhere.
Oh.
And I would normally recommend it to be one of those like, oh, so bad it's funny to watch with your buddies.
But it's just too weird.
It gets really dark to the point where you're not having fun anymore.
Oh, okay.
And it just, killed Verhoeven's career. But...
We'll always have Saved by the Bell, I guess.
And we'll always have RoboCop.
Yeah.
Peter Weller stars in the ultra-violent sci-fi satire. I'm not going to read the promo. You can go on, the screening room's website. It's playing for another week. It is very good.
Yeah.
But the fact that it's rated 14A on here is like hilariously ridiculous. That movie is rated R.
It's an R.
Don't take a 14. It's an R-rated movie. A dude turns to goo, Simone. A guy turns to goo.
Goodness.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to force you to go with me. It's going to be
great.
You're
going to force me?
Oh, yeah. Great stop motion animation by the legendary Phil Tippett. Mm-hmm. Very good stuff with the Ed 209 robot. You know what I'm talking about. Yes, you do. Anyways, I'll gush off air to Simone. She's a captive audience. But you, dear listeners, you're going to enjoy some music while I show her videos of Ed 209. This is the Fleshtones with their new one, celebrating their 50th year in show business. This is Float Your Showboat right here.
On CFRC 101.9 FM.
A guy turns to goo, Simone.
Chances are you down to Cuba. This is going out to you. Yeah, long, tall, tally, and Kid in the Loo. And now we're all together trying to make you understand. We ain't got forever, everybody clap your hands. You can just give me a kiss, or you can just spit in my eye, or you can jump on your Brewster can fly.
Hi, I'm Connie Calder, and you're one of the fabulous listeners to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Haircut, simply terrible. Necktie, the worst. Bearing, just unbearable. What to tackle first still? You've got possibilities, though you're terribly square. You've got possibilities. Underneath there's something there. Baby, you're improvable. It won't take long. Mountains can be moved.
The question all America is asking.
RoboCop. Who is he? What is he? Where does he come from?
Kids look up to him.
Stay out of trouble.
Women feel safe with him.
Let the woman go. You are under arrest.
And criminals fear him. The summer's new superhero is America's new super hit movie, RoboCop.
I really love that guy.
Rated R. Now playing at a theater near you.
Je parle là, faire ma petite besogne, je crois.
je vais. All right. Okay, bye. Donc.
Hey, this is Bishop Nehru. Shout out to CFRC and the Campus and Community Radio at Queens University. Much love to everybody. Much love to all the Nehruvians listening. Peace.
Was some like drifting down a river on a raft, main logs kind of song.
Absolutely.
That was Fletcher C. Johnson with She Knows I'm High.
She knows.
She just knows. The sooner you accept that she knows, the better it's going to be for everybody, Fletcher. Yeah. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And that last set, before Fletcher C. Johnson, we had Lisa LeBlanc with Gossip.
Mm-hmm.
Gossip 2, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
We had Media Puzzle.
With new pets.
This is why I do this. No.
Okay, you go ahead.
No, you got it.
Okay, we've got You've Got Possibilities by Joni Summers.
Yeah, and then we open up the set with a couple tunes.
From Float Your Showboat by Flesh Tones.
Yeah.
Official.
That's right.
Yeah, the Flesh Tones.
The Flesh Tones.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then after that we had Bless with Vise le Ciel.
Very good.
I assume.
Sound good.
That's right. We learn something every week except how to pronounce things in French.
Yeah.
Yeah. My name's Jeff the Nerd. What did we learn today, Simone? We really delved into it, didn't we?
RoboCop is something.
Yeah! I'm staring you directly in the eyes off air. I showed Simone a very gnarly scene.
Oh my goodness. Was it ever gnarly?
Do you think that movie should be rated 14A?
I think that's an R.
It's an R. It's a hard R.
Yeah, that's a pirate for sure.
Totally, yeah. So RoboCop is playing at the screening room for the next week. I'll be at every single screening. what else did we learn today? We learned that there's a lot of, that it is, we got it confirmed. They are Peregrine Falcons downtown Kingston.
Mm-hmm. They're taking over the skies.
Exactly. The bird man told me. So there's that. We learned that the Buskers Rendezvous is this weekend.
I think it's this weekend. Yeah.
Totally.
It's happening.
And tot out. A lot of construction going on. Be patient if you're out driving.
Yeah, be patient with each other.
That's what it is. Yeah. I see a lot of frustrated drivers, and it's like, buddy, look, we got
the rage is not worth it.
It's not worth it. Just crank on the AC, listen to us, you'll chill out.
Yeah, it'll be okay. You'll get there. You'll get to your destination eventually.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just leave 5 minutes early and listen to us for 5 extra minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we also learned that one of the few Joe Bob Briggs last drive-in specials is Friday night. So they're winding down their run on Shudder, and we'll see what happens with their show afterwards. Mm-hmm. So that's why, after we sign off, instead of listening to Clint Eastwood, like we always do, it's the Joe Bob Briggs drive-in oath. So I want to see.
Of course.
I want to see people standing.
Yeah.
I want your hands, your right hand in the air.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's a thing.
It's a thing.
Yeah. You're a drive-in mutant now. You watched RoboCop just now.
I saw some gnarly stuff.
Didn't watch the goo guy yet, though.
No, I just can't. I can't. I can't right now. It's too hot.
We'll take you to the screening room next week, and we'll get you some out.
We'll see. Maybe.
Because if enough people show up at the screening room, maybe they'll play RoboCop 2 next.
Maybe.
Where there's a bigger, badder RoboCop.
Okay.
And you know what they do?
I don't know.
They fight.
Maybe.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And we're going to catch you guys next week. Don't forget, Seth Hunt is back. He's going to sit and be interviewed by us.
Let's us know about his exciting life.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He's playing at the Blues Fest in Ottawa.
Yeah,
pretty good.
Big deal.
Big deal. So a big deal, Seth, on next week.
Okay.
Other than that, stay cool, Kingston.
Stay cool. You know, drink some water.
You said it, Simone. Yeah. We'll catch you guys next week.
All right. Take care, everybody.
Bye.
Raise your right hand and repeat after me. We are drive-in mutants. We are not like other people. We are sick. We are disgusting. If life had a vomit meter, we'd be off the scale. We believe in blood, in breasts, and in beasts. We believe in Kung Fu City.
As long as one drive-in remains on the planet Earth,
we will party like jungle animals. We will boogie till we puke. Heads will roll. The drive-in will never die. Amen.
You had a touch of Stars. You are listening to CFRC.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gales!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
For Nico Cuomo! Cuomo! My goodness! Nico Cuomo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.